True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is a Texans too.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, let's do it, baby. The first Ticket Tuesday of the regular season is now. Caller number seven for you, CJ Stroud. Caller number seven, 713-572-4610. I almost got choked up there.
God bless, brother.
Caller number seven. 713-572-4610. You have a chance to be our winner to win a pair of tickets in the bullpen. Tyler is opening up the phone lines, and we will get our next winner. You will be the third and final winner of the day, as there was a winner on Payne and Pendergast in the loop, and now right here on The Drive, Tyler will take care of you. Hopefully, you get this dub here today and you can be there. But as Clint, you said earlier, hey, come mess with us on Friday. You'll have a chance to win tickets as well on Friday, as we're doing that each and every week on Football Friday as well. So come on out and hang out with us then. But your chance right now, caller number 713-572-4610, your chance to win a pair of tickets. So Tyler will let us know who that is. And happy for somebody. Happy for somebody's going to have their day made right there. And then to the others who are going to be pissed off, I'm sorry. Again, come on out Friday. Give yourself a chance to win. Be like our guy Ron at Talliers. He won the tickets. And so you got to be there to get them. But hopefully you get these here. All right, Clint. I know for you, you didn't really love, or maybe not even love, but maybe surprised by what you heard there from DeMeco today in his press conference. We heard it just now at 4:40. DeMeco addressed the lollygagging situation and then addressed the conversation of who's kind of that guy on that side of the ball that they want to help create urgency. Here it is first, Henry responding to the team, according to the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, having a rough practice week, or could have practiced better, excuse me, and lollygagging. This is his response to that.
Yeah, it's never an entire group. That's the one thing about it. So there are individuals that have their moments throughout the week, and the lollygagging, it's a term everybody want to use now. It's for me, it's just our tempo, right? In and out of the huddle, right? We got to get in and out of the huddle quicker so we can get to the line of scrimmage so we can operate and make sure we got checks and things we have to make at the line of scrimmage. Well, to make those checks in the proper manner, right, we got to get out with some urgency. So the urgency piece from everybody has to pick up from the offensive side of the ball, right? The urgency picks up, and we'll be able to operate cleaner when it comes to pre-snap and post-snap.
All right, as he said there, with the offense getting to the line of scrimmage quicker, just that urgency. And then the follow-up was, who is that person? Who is that person on that offensive side of the ball that kind of creates picking up the urgency?
So who are you looking at to say, like,
you're looking at
that speed
you're
up?
Looking at him. I handle everything, comes back to me. It's not about me, oh, I need to talk to a player about doing this or that. We'll get it fixed. It's on me.
All right, what's your response to there where you heard him kind of going into the lollygagging point and the offense and then talking about urgency and then obviously saying the buck is with him trying to get that right on that offensive side of the ball?
Well, look, I'm on record obviously yesterday, but I want to reiterate, look, I love the fact that C.J. Stroud was clearly not okay with what just happened Sunday and stepped out maybe of his comfort zone, but stepped out into a leadership role and was like, nah, we got to be better. We didn't deserve to win that damn game. I greatly appreciate that. I would argue that it's one of the better moments for CJ as it pertains to being the alpha on that offense, being the guy that holds people accountable on the offense. I think it was a step in the right direction. So with that said, I think D'Amico's comments today were a huge missed opportunity. I thought D'Amico had the opportunity to say, hey, look, you know, the lollygagging comment, the not being prepared comment, the whatever he meant about the he loves having confidence, but you also have a standard to get a work up to a certain level. Whatever CJ meant when he's talking about grit and not having the grit when negative plays happen and not being able to work through that, whatever my quarterback said, he's in the huddle, man. He's looking these guys in the eyes every single play, every single day. So if the quarterback says it, man, I'm locking arms with him and we're just going to fix it, yeah. Right? That's the leader of our offense right there. And if he says it, if he feels like he needs to vocalize it, then I'm with him, man. We got to absolutely get it fixed. Like, I thought D'Amico missed an opportunity to have his quarterbacks back. Not that he doesn't have his quarterbacks back, by the way. I think they got a fine relationship. I'm not creating some kind of crazy narrative here. But I thought it was a missed opportunity by the head coach to really kind of encourage his young quarterback to take the bull by the horns and take the reins of this offense. Because I'll be honest with you, I think other than playing great, which we've seen C.J. Stroud do, I think this is one of the more convincing moments that C.J. Stroud has had in terms of holding people accountable and taking over the offense, taking over the room, and not being okay with it. So I thought it was a missed opportunity, first and foremost, by D'Amico Ryans in that light. And then my question with his response of it's not about a group of people and him kind of leaning into this whole it's about tempo in and out of the huddle thing. Like my response to that immediately is we went to training camp, man. Yeah. We've watched D'Amico Ryans hover over the offense. And by the way, I love that he's doing it, but we've watched him like Hawkeye the offense the entire training camp. Like, if tempo in and out of the huddle was a problem, why are we waiting until after game one to acknowledge that we need to focus on it and emphasize it? You got a brand new quarterback, I mean, brand new offensive coordinator who all we've heard about is juice and energy. Why is tempo a problem? Why is urgency a problem? I don't like the thought of like having to address that after it's blatantly obviously a problem. Like D'Amico's been hovering. And really, really keeping an eye on what's going on offensively. So, you know, that I think really this was a missed opportunity and a more what the heck is going on type of response for me.
Yeah. Rob Torres on YouTube says, why are we assuming that CJ isn't the one that was lollygagging and that's why D'Amico didn't say something? Listen, I don't know. I don't know. Who they didn't give names of lollygagging or anything.
It very well could have been, but it speaks even more to the issue.
But the two things that jump out to me from that whole thing was one, he didn't like clearly align himself with agreement on with CJ about the practice as a team and the lollygagging. It seemed like they weren't on the same page in thinking on that. And he let us know that. And then also that when he was hit multiple times about, like, who's that guy on that side of the offense? There was another time earlier in the press conference where he was asked, who is that guy? Who is that guy on this team? And on your offense, who is that guy that is like Azeez Alshire? It felt like a leadership question, and he didn't have a name, including didn't say C.J. Stroud, and then ultimately, as you heard there at the end, said it goes to him. Those two things really jumped out to me.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
To me, y'all gotta be that ready were, to go, that, man. That were surprised.
Well, yeah, Ron, I think you hit the nail on the head. It just doesn't surprise me because we've been talking about this lack of leadership on the offensive side of the football for 6 months. I mean, and not necessarily that it wasn't there, but questioning who is it going to be. Right? Like, obviously, we don't know who that's going to be. And then with Joe Mixon out, it's even tenfold more important, right? Is it going to be Nico? Is it going to be Titus? Is it going to be Nick Chubb? Is it going to be Dalton Schultz? Is it going to be C.J. Stroud? And so, me personally, I'm not creating this narrative. I'm not creating this thought. I've voiced it on this radio station for 6 months.
But you're not surprised
now.
DeMeco didn't say C.J.
Yes, no, I'm not. I am.
Were you, Tyler? I was surprised he didn't say C.J.
I would have thought he would.
No, I would have thought that he would have. Just to save face, right? But I am not surprised that the head coach didn't immediately jump to putting C.J. Stroud in the same sentence with Azeez Alshire. Like that, like I've had questions about all of those guys. Like do they have I'll put my foot on your neck type of abilities? And I think that is, again, to me, that's kind of where CJ was going. It takes everybody some time to get comfortable and come into their own and be that guy. And I felt like that's where CJ Stroud was going. And, you know, we'll see what he does moving forward. I hope CJ doesn't backtrack any of his comments, regardless of what he made the organization says. I hope CJ says, I said what I said. I meant what I said. Yep. And we got to get better.
We'll hear from DeMeco and CJ again on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hear from Nick Cayley as well on Friday. Coming up, T-Mill's Best Bets. He will try to get you some cash.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.